anonymously is sponsored in honor of Oren Finkel. By the way, Oren writes up the shiur, and it's unbelievable how he writes it up. He writes it up simple and beautiful and clean, and I very much appreciate it that my work could go into print, really. Okay, halacha number one, you can't sit in front of somebody within 4 amos of davening Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah brings down leaning is also usur, unless you could lean that if you would take away the thing that you're leaning on, the person is not going to fall. That's halacha number one I wanted to bring out. Halacha number two, if the person that is davening, you not only can't you sit in front of them, you can't sit on the side of them, unless you're saying some type of tefillah or you're learning something. Step number three, we spoke about that according to the way the Mishnah Berurah says, in front, you can't sit even kamloi enav, not just 4 amos. So if somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei, you can't sit down in front of them if they're in back. However, the Pri Chadash does not agree with this. And he says, once you're out of the 4 amos range, you are allowed to sit if the person, even if the person is in back of you. The reason why the Mishnah Berurah says it's different is because when you're sitting right in front of the person in back of you is like he's bowing down to you. I just wanted to bring out that the Pri Chadash is lenient in though in when a person is in front as long as it's 4 amos away. Another halacha I wanted to bring out was that besides the fact that you can't sit next to a person davening Shemoneh Esrei, and according to some, even in the back, again, this halacha is very pertinent when it comes to Yom Kippur, let's say. Yom Kippur, a person who does a very long Shemoneh Esrei, you want to sit down, so you're not allowed to sit down if you're not doing anything, next to him, in front of him, and according to the Ramah, if you're Ashkenazi, even in back of him, unless you're doing something that has to do with tefillah or at least Torah. This is an important piece of information. Now, heterim, we brought down, if the person is weak, you're the heter. So perhaps on Yom Kippur, that everybody's weak, perhaps there is a leniency to be able to sit down next to them. Maybe not then, but let's say Shacharis, most of Mincha, perhaps you could be Mekel in that type of situation. That was halacha number one we spoke about. The next step we spoke about was passing in front of a person davening Shemoneh Esrei. We explained that unless you're at a mechitza that blocks you, and the mechitza is a 4 tefachim by 10 tefachim barrier, it is usur. A table is not good enough. Now, if you're going to the bathroom, it is permitted to pass in front of a person davening. And if the person's a katan, perhaps there's a heter as well. This is not only in a shul, this is in a person's own house. Unless, let's say, in your friend's house, then you can't really usher your friend. If you're in the way of people, we brought down a heter. You're in the way of people, we brought down a heter from the Marsham.
To run him over.
That you could basically run him over because the same way you could clear out a caver, a grave that's in a public place, you're allowed to move it. So too, in this type of person, you're being matriarch the Seber, he's coming into your place, so there's a reason to be matter. Another heter the Mishnah Berurah brought down was if the person's eyes are closed or it's covered with a talus, there's reason to be makel in that situation. But again, there is an isra to pass over in front of somebody, davening Shemoneh Esrei, without a heter. It's a real prohibition.
If there was a wall there, and it was like Hashem said there's a wall in front of the guy, it wouldn't matter if his eyes were closed or not.
Correct. According to the Chaya Adam, the reason why you're not allowed to pass in front of the person is not because you're going to stop his kavana, it's because the Shekhinah is Kenegdai. And if the Shekhinah is Kenegdai, then that could imply even if the person's eyes are closed, it's going to be a problem. The Bi'ur Halacha is strict on it. At the end of the day, it's a heter that maybe you could use. Another heter we said over, just to remind you, from the Eshel Avram. The Eshel Avram says that if the person is in the middle by Yiyul Ratzon and he's saying his own personal tefillah, there's reason to be makel over there, because there you're not going to be mevatel his kavanah. So he's makel over there in that type of situation. Another hetter, he said, was backing out to the side. So I spoke to Rav Ruvin today about this, because the Aruch HaShulchan was the one who said, if somebody has back to you, and you need to say, I should tell him, tell the Aruch HaShulchan, you let him move to the side. Now, it's a machloikis between the Magen Avraham and the Ohel Rabba if moving to the person's side is a problem. According to the Magen Avraham, not only passing in front of the person is a problem, passing to the side of the person is a problem. But the Ohel Rabba disagrees. So Rav Ruvin told me, at the end of the day, there's nowhere it says that you have to back up straight. And therefore, if you go like the Ohel Rabba, it is permitted to back up to the side. He said, L'chayr, that is totally fine. Even though it's not brought down, it's only brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan, and maybe Rosh Hashanah Zalman says it. Well, my Rav Ruvin told me today that it is good. So it's an important thing for the person to know. A person davening in back of you and taking a very long time, I would wait. However, there is a heter to go ahead and back up to the side. You should at least do that. One last piece of information. There are people who are makbid that when they finish Mina Esrei, they make sure that nobody goes in front of them until they walk back. Because, al pi Kabbalah, you're not just supposed to do 3 steps, you're supposed to do 6 steps. How do you get the 6 steps? Not just backing up 3, it's going back. You have to have those 3 steps back. And therefore, they don't want anybody being mavatal those 6 steps that they're doing, so they're going to make sure that a person doesn't go back. The problem is that if you run back, you're doing something that the Gemara says, a person running like a dog going back to what he regurgitated. So therefore, people are makir that when they're backing up, they're saying, like the shalom, they don't want a person passing in front of them, which is a good thing, but at the same time, if they're going to run back, so what they're doing is they're running back and you're running back too fast. Halachically, I just want to tell you, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, and this is a really hard thing, that when you finish Mina Esrei, you're supposed to wait. You're not supposed to go back right away. You're supposed to really wait till Kedusha. Or Al Kapanim says the Mishbura, at least till the Gazan starts Mina Esrei. And if a person can't do that, at least wait a little bit. You don't just run back. That's an important piece of information to know. And with that, we're going to end off the sugya that we did last week and the week before. The new sugya is women on Erev Shabbat. I'm not going to ask, raise your hand if your wife gets nervous on you Erev Shabbat. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand if you get nervous that your wife Erev Shabbat.
It's really funny because someone just released a whole comedy scene about that today.
Today?
Yeah, I have to stop joking. It was guys doing it.
I'm talking about a totally different, completely different shiloh. The shiloh that we're talking about is like this. There is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbat. Now, to go right into it, the mitzvah of adding on to Shabbos is a machlekes, if it's the Araisa or the Rabbanon. It's a mitzvah of adding on to Yom Kippur, and that's the Araisa. The Shaila is, if Tosefes Shabbos is the Araisa or the Rabbanon. Machlekes. Now, here's adding on to Shabbos. When do you add on, and how much do you have to add on? If it is the Araisa, how much do you have to add on? This Shaila is posed, and I'm going to go right into what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Now, just to make you a little bit mixed up, when Shkia happens, are you Machal Shabbos if you do Malacha after Shkia? Yes or no? Would we give you Skila? Kill you? No? Okay. So let me just tell you what Shulchan Aruch paskin. Shulchan Aruch paskin that you have till 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, it is still day. Shkia happens, right? Havlakos Neiris, 18 minutes later. It's still day for another 58 and a half minutes. I've said this many times.
Still 58 and a half minutes after Shkia.
It's still day. That means 3/4 mil. It's 3 1/4 mil. You have till what we call the second Shkia. From the second Shkia on, it's Bein Hashmasha. That's according to the Machaber. And the Machaber says that is the time from Shkia to do Tosefes Shabbos, to add on to Shabbos. That's not Bein Hashmashis. Bein Hashmashis is rabbinic. the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, that's the Oraisa, or the Rabbanan, the Machlokes. According to the Machaber, Machaber is in Reish Tamach Aleph, I don't have it here, is when the first Shkia starts. Then it's a mitzvah to do it, to add on at that time. However, the Gra learns differently. The Gra learns that the second Shkia happens is Bein Hashmashos, and you only have 18 minutes after that, and after that it is Shabbos to Oraisa. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have over 50 minutes of day, and then you have 18 minutes later, or close to that, or 12 minutes, 18 minutes, big shaila in the time, but you have a big chunk of time that day, and then you have Bein Hashmashos, and according to the Gra, right when a Shkia is Bein Hashmashos. According to the Machaber says, that's the time that you're supposed to add on to Shabbos. According to the Gra, you have to add on a little bit before. Okay. Now, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that from Plaga Mincha, you could add on to Shabbos. The question that I'm going to pose is, once you're Mekabel Shabbos, once you are Mekabel Shabbos, or your shul is Mekabel Shabbos, does that have any ramifications on your family? I'll give you an example. I, many times, would daven early Shabbos over here in shul, and my Rebbetzin was completely not ready to make Shabbos. So is she allowed to just continue doing what she's doing? Is she able to accomplish Shabbos later? She says, I don't want to accomplish Shabbos now. So there are two questions. Does the wife or the kids have anything to do with what the husband or the father of the house is Makabel, if he's Makabel early, Tosefes Shabbos, does that have any bearing on the wife and then the children? That's shaila number one. Shaila number two, let's say the shul, if I'm part of a shul, and the shul is Makabel Shabbos early, does that force me to be Makabel Shabbos early or not? That's number two. This is the shaila that was posed. The shaila is already spoken partially in the Rishonim. And Rav Moshe Feinstein has this very astounding tshuva, which he says certain things which were literally to blow your mind. Normally we go through all the Gemaras that are pertinent to the subject. However, I don't want to go through all the Gemaras right now. I want to jump right into the Shaila. I want to go straight to the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe is on page 5. We will go back in Mitzvah Hashem and next week and the week after that to the beginning of the Sugya. I would like to show you Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe. Yeah, the Elam sees it, page 5. I want to start from the top of the page where the Prima Godem and Mishpatei Zav. Prima Godem says, Isha Madlika Asur, if a lady lights, she's Asur to do. That means we see that you could be Makabel Shabbos in two ways we're going to see. One through Tefillah and one through Hadlaka. When in Tefillah is it considered Kabbalah Shabbos? The question is it from Baruch Hu or from Mizmor Shir? Or maybe by Kala, that's a Shaila in the Rishonim and the Achronim. However, when it comes to lighting, a lady who lights, she asers herself. And the Prima Godem says this is already brought down in Shulchan Aruch itself. Says the Prima Godem, Asha Isha Madlika Yakar Tabayis. Even though she is the main, she's the Akar Tabayis, the lady. And normally when a lady does something, everybody goes after her das. So ask the Prima Godem, why if a lady lights, do her kids not follow her? Says the Prima Godem, I'll tell you the answer. They were lenient when it came to lighting, even though really they go after her das. The halacha is going to be, we are lenient. Now, just to stick in something, even if somebody is Mekabel Shabbos early, he can tell somebody else to do melacha for him. It's a mefurisha halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samach Gimel Yud Zayin, that somebody is Mekabel Shabbos early, he's able to tell his friend. He's able to tell his to turn the stove off to do his friend. Mutter Lemer Yisrael Lechavera. The Reish Samach Gimel Yizayin, clearly Shulchan Aruch says you could tell your friend to do it. Now, comes along Rav Moshe. Let's just finish the Prima Godem. Very Betfila, in Tfila, it's brought down in Sif Yud Beis. Hamiyat Nimshachim Achar Arayt. Now comes the Prima Gadim and he brings down the Shulchan Aruch, which says,
what if his wife is wet?
Yes, that's exactly what the Prima Gadim is coming to say that you're allowed to do. Even after she lies, you don't follow, it doesn't follow her. She doesn't drag the rest of her family. She doesn't drag the rest of her family. That's what she brings down. Now, the Prima Gadim brings down that in Sifyut Beis, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, that the miyat is nimshach l'machor arayv. That when a few people, when you have a rive of a shul davening, the people who were makabel Shabbos yet are forced to be makabel Shabbos.
It goes by the shul.
It goes by the shul. The question is, this is the Prima Gadim talking. The question is, what about the father himself? Says the Prima Gadim, umashma hu adin achor gadol abayis. Even after the gadol of the house. Meaning, the same way the shul will make you, everybody else in the shul will have to see when that happens. But Shulchan Aruch is saying, when a Beis Knesset is Mekabel Shabbos early, everybody's Mechuyev to be Mekabel Shabbos early. Says the Prima Gadim, from there we learn that the halacha is going to be that if the father somehow is Mekabel Shabbos early, everybody in the house is Mechuyev to be Mekabel Shabbos early as well. That is what the Prima Gadim comes to say. Ramesh is going to speak about Tu Minyan. Comes on Ramesh. And Ramesh starts off like this, and this is in page 5, part 1. We'll speak it out. By the first hand, Ramesh's point is that if the father, the husband, is being Mekabel Shabbos early, Avada, the lady, does not get pulled after him. There's no such thing.
That argues
against what we just said. Yeah. And says the Prima God, says Ramesh, why not? Because I can't be mechayev my wife in a nether. I can't make her. I can't say, you have to do this. I don't have those rights.
She's
her own person. And therefore, even if I say, I ask you to do something, says Ramosha. The Kamosha in the Yachol Chayva bin Nadarim, I can't be mechayev in the Darim, even Ishtrei Kagufoy, Shenadar. I made a nether. Afshu Lemigdar Melsa, even if it's to shield me and her from doing something wrong. Va'af amar b'feirish, I can't ask her. So therefore, if I'm the kabbal of something, how could I be mechayev her? No such thing. Azayzak Ramesh. Ramesh says, kabbal Shabbos is not medin neder, but it's the same idea. You're making kabbal something on yourself. Well, if I can't mechayev her to do a neder that I'm doing, even though I want her, so I can't be mechayev her to keep Shabbos. That's point number one. Point number two, Ramesh says, I do have a reason why. A lady is going to have to listen. And he says, a lady is perhaps similar to a slave. He says this, by the way, and a few of the Achrayim go crazy on the fact that he says this. I'll show you the Lashonis of Ramosha Sternbach and Rabbi Wozner, and even Rav David Feinstein, his son. Ramosha says, in the second paragraph, Achuli yesh makam la'isra, maybe you will prohibit her from lacha with work, the l'tzer chabal for the husband, going levash l'aburay, maybe he can't ask her from doing her own malacha, but maybe she can't do work for him. Why? Because we find that an eved, a slave, cannot do work for you. Ma'adim de v'inafash ben amasecha. The pasuk says v'inafash ben amasecha. Ben amasecha means the son of your maidservant. There used to be a v'amasach memchet. The ayri eved arul. If you have an eved that's an arul, before the Eved has a bris milah, Eved Kanani, he's not mechayev a mitzvah. It's not atzmai. Umutalei lasis melachol atzmai. Abul melachot rabbi aser. The same way we find that an Eved cannot do work for his master, the lady can't do work for her husband because the husband owns her. The same way you own your Eved, you own your wife. In what way do you own your wife? Says Ramosha, I'll tell you why you own your wife. You own your wife is that whatever work a lady is doing, she's supposed to give to her husband. And he explains by the second hand we have here, Gam ishta she knu yoloi, lim lakta she isha arsa labali. Now, why did they institute this? They instituted this for a bunch of different reasons, for different reasons in the Gemara, that the lady's maisa yadayim goes to the husband. Meaning, we want the husband to redeem her if she gets captured. So we want the husband to take care of her. So because the husband's going to take care of her, give her food and stuff like that, we Chazal instituted that the lady, is whatever she works, she has to give to her husband. Says Ramesha, as long as she's working, here is an ownership. The same way an Eved has to work for you, you own them. Being that he owns first paycheck, so the same way an Eved can't do work for you because you own them, so too you own your wife, and therefore, perhaps, says Ramesha, she can't do work for you. And then Ramesha says, maybe you could be machalik, maybe you could make a chilik, and say, well, halacha is, any nezainis v'eini oisa, maybe the lady could say, you know what, don't give me any food, I need your money, I'm making more money than you. Today there are many women, they make more money than their husbands. So she's like, don't give me, I'll go to Shirley's, I'll go to buy myself food. Any nezainis v'eini oisa. Says Ramesha, you're right, the lady could say that, but as long as the lady doesn't say that, you own her, and since you own her, she can't do work for you the same way an Eved can't do work for you. So let's review. Rav Moshe first says that the fact that the husband is Mekabel Shabbos cannot force his wife, because similar to him not being able to make his wife do a nether that he wants her to do, so too you can't force your wife, but you can't force her to stop doing Malacha even though you decided, although the Prima Gadim, he's arguing straight with the Prima Gadda. However, says Rav Moshe, you could answer her from doing work for you. The same way your Eved can't do work for you, even though he could do work for himself, so too she can't do work for you, even though she can do work for herself. Correct. Says Rav Moshe, hold on a second. No, I could even be makel of her doing work for you. Why? Because what's the whole prohibition? When are we talking about? He's being Mekabel Shabbos early. The Mekabel Shabbos early is called Tosefes Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos. Now, is adding on to Shabbos to Eraisa or the Rabbana? Says Ramesha, this is in the second column, page 5. Says Ramesha, this that we're going to answer, Avalhu Rak La Sevrim, to Tosefes Shabbos Huma Eraisa. That's only if Tosefes Shabbos is Eraisa. If it's Eraisa, then fine, he could answer. But if it's the Rabbanon, we're not going to answer such a thing like that. If it's Tosefes Shabbos is the Rabbanon, says Rav Moshe, the La'asoyvrim Tosefes Shabbos who rakman the Rabbanon, mistaver shalo ya'asar av Eved HaKanoilei. You can't answer your Eved if it's only a rabbinic iser. There's no such thing. The Kivin delay matinu, yeshlemer shalo ya'asru elo loy ba'atmoy, lo ya'asar vanuk shein ha'chayvim ma'atmoy. This, that your Eved cannot work for you, that's only on Shabbos itself. When you're adding on to Shabbos, says Rav Moshe, that's only an Isser de Rabbanon, if you hold Tosefes Shabbos to the Rabbanon. So the same way by an Eved, it's only the Rabbanon, so too, by a lady, your wife, it's only what your Tosefes Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. Therefore, if we pass into Tosefes Shabbos is the Rabbanon, so therefore, says Rav Moshe, she will be able to do work for you.
Why is it still the Rabbanon?
I know, but even the Rabbanon, they wouldn't have instituted that the Eved can't do work for you. This that the Eved can't do work for you is only on the real Dairaisa. But the Rabbanon, when they instituted Tosefes Shabbos, they never instituted it in its complete way. And therefore, it's a machlokes. It's true. Chacham Ovadia says many times that when you have a Shaila in Deis, a Suffolk in Deis, that is considered a Suffolk Dairaisa. Meaning if one person says it's Dairaisa, one person says it's Rabbanon, a Sufin and Shitas is a Shaila, if that's considered a Sufin Deraisa. I think Chacham Ovadia did hold like that. Comes along Rav Moshe at the end, he brings that year to Machlokes and the Shitas, and it's Deraisa the Rabbana, but he ends up saying, V'chein kimeshu ledina shal ha-sefer and te-sefes u'men Rabbanon, ein lo Yisrael. Since it's a Rabbanon, you shouldn't ask her. But he ends off saying by the double underline, Avol min ha-roi la-hachm, so lo ta'asim lo ha-terkvayla, it's ra'i for her to be machma. It's ra'i. It's worthy to be machma. Worthy. Meaning, it's not be'etim aser. It's worthy to be machma that she shouldn't do things for her husband. Now, what malacha would a lady be doing for her husband?
Bishul,
she's doing, she's cooking
not
for him.
For him, she's for the whole household.
For the whole household, you want to say it's different? Fine. Is what? He gets credit. You're saying if you hold it usher, so is he violating the assay? Is he violating? It's a good question.
He doesn't even know about it.
Lamaisa Ramaisa is Mekel. He says right to be Machmer. Now, the fact that he called women that consider akin to property, people had a very, very big problem with that. The Shevet Levi says the Dvar of Vaday Tzarchi and Gadol, the Pasha Delinya is in a Knuyuloi, Vayna Daimel Evid. She's not owned like an Evid. What are you talking about, Ramosha? He's like, well, I don't understand. Mamisha Tzarchi and Gadol. Ramosha Sternbach also said the same thing. It's like your wife, you own her Maisa, you're dying, but you don't own her. An Evid, you own the Evid, you have legal ownership in it. But a wife, the Chachamim instituted that you own her Maisa, you're dying. That doesn't mean you own her. That doesn't mean that you own her, that it's in a way that she can't do malacha for you. As I said, Rav Levi, Rav Moshe Sternbach, and Sefer Yisrael Vazman is a lashon. He says, "Will be yaser temuim." It's wondrous what Rav Moshe says. Sheish tayitzur life the malacha acher shaval kibul at meshabat tzadin leinavash. It's archi and hachi ishtay amasai. His wife, this is maidservant, and Rav David Feinstein also we brought down said before. He says that. His lashon is tzarach ian sparas igris maisha. The tzarach ian, what my father, the igris maisha, is saying that he's madame, a lady to an eved. However, let's go to the next piece, because the next piece Rav Moshe says an even bigger chiddush. Says Rav Moshe, this was all when it came to the husband himself being mekabel Shabbos early. But the halacha is if the shul is mekabel Shabbos early, then everybody's usher, even the people who didn't come. Take a look at the second column, the last paragraph, in the second column, Igris Moshe, page 5.
Two shul.
Yeah, so Rav Moshe speaks about two shul. Says Rav Moshe, he calls out b'kabolas habal asmai, have a b'kabolas kolak kohol, nesru kulam. Everybody's going to be asr. Afim yesh miyesh leikibl. That's what it says, clearly, in Reish Samus Gimel Sof Yabay. And then, in such a situation like that, the lady's also part of the shul. If there is one shul in the community, I'll give you an example when this very shayach, in let's say either an out-of-town community or a bungalow colony. Over there, you only have one minion. Then everybody is going to be pulled into that, including the women. But he's saying, says Rav Moshe, by the second hand on the second column, let's say you have many shuls. What's the halacha? Over there, the Mishabura brings down one doesn't get pulled after another one. So therefore, in such a situation like that, perhaps, even if the husband is mekabel Shabbos in the shul, maybe you should be able to be mekel. So this is not the husband mekabel Shabbos himself early. This is the shul being mekabel Shabbos early. So do we say the lady goes after the shul or not? Says Rav Moshe like this. Why are shuls being mekabel Shabbos early? This that we say, that when the shuls being mekabel Shabbos early, everybody who's not going to shul has to follow them, that when the shuls being mekabel, the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos. Says Rav Moshe, the reason why, if you're a husband, if you're mekabel Shabbos early and your wife is with you, and you're mekabel Shabbos early because there's one shul in the community, and once the shul is mekabel Shabbos early, you have to be mekabel Shabbos early and your wife. That's because the lady has to go after the minig of her husband. And the minig is that you have to follow whatever the shul is doing. However, says Rav Moshe, when shuls are being mekabel Shabbos early, is it because they really are having kavana to be mekabel the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos? Or it's just convenient because they want to be able to eat with their kids? Says Rav Moshe, if you take a look, it's in the third column, and it's like the 15 lines by that, when it's a little over the hand, like 10 lines over the hand, right. By the underline. If there's Tamil, they be Machmer, it's not a minig. She doesn't get pulled after her husband. And when Teres Melechus Atma B'Pshit is Pasha. When Melechus Abal Avshe Ein La'Oishra V'Birim In Aroy La'Achmer K'Dil'il. Then Ein La'Chavon Is Kedusha Shabbos. If they're not being Mekabla Shabbos early for Kedusha Shabbos, Ela Meshum She'Ein Ratzon L'Shana Zman Achila Mergelem, they don't want to change the time of their eating. They may achol. To my shul, Baharbi Batech and the Sias B'Mina Zu, like many shuls. But Zina Sharaki Meitav Kayas. When are people making early Shabbos? Only in the summer. If you were so makbid on adding on to Shabbos because you wanted to do Kedushas Pesefas Shabbos, you wanted to get the mitzvah, why don't you do it all the time? So, says Rav Moshe, ain't that klal b'dinei minhag? There's nothing to do with that. Well, in Esther El Abal, it's only the husband's going to be usher. So says Rav Moshe, if the shuls be makabel Shabbos early, but they're being makabel Shabbos early for convenience, then the wife will not be pulled afterwards because they're not really being makabel Shabbos early for the mitzvah. She can light whenever she wants. Because this that we're saying, that the shul pulls everybody, is when they're being makabel Shabbos for Kedusha Shabbos. As he says in the last paragraph, when the shul's being makabel, that's not for the mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe like this. We know that if you have 100 people in a shul, and you have 10 people who didn't come to shul, for whatever reason they're running late, the shul's being makabel Shabbos early, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, everybody has to follow them. But that's going when you only have one shul. When you have a bunch of shuls, and you're not mamish, a member of the shul, you won't get pulled by the shul. Fine. But let's say we're talking about in the bungalow colony, you will get pulled by the shul. Says Rav Moshe, but that's only if the husband is doing it and the shul is doing it because they're doing it for the mitzvah of Kedusha Shabbos. They want Shabbos early. They feel like they want to get more holy. They want to get more Shabbos. But if they're doing it for convenience, says Rav Moshe, there's no mitzvah for the lady because the reason why the lady has to follow her husband is because of a minhag. It's not a minhag. And says Rav Moshe, the fact that you have 10 people at home that didn't come to shul yet, he says, I have a big suffix for if they're going to be pulled after the shul. Says Rav Moshe, the leimatinu elba uvda the rivam the Mordechai. So Mordechai is the one who brings down this idea that when they said Baruch Hu, everybody else had to follow them. That's only when they have kavana for this mitzvah Tosef Shabbos. So come to Rav Moshe with this big chiddush. Rav Moshe says that if a shul daven Shabbos early, the lady does not have to in any situation because at the end of the day, they're not doing it for the extra mitzvah. They're doing it because of convenience. And that's not the mitzvah of Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos. That's what Rav Moshe says. However, we'll end off with the few sheetahs that argue. Rav Moshe Sternbach argues with this. Rav Moshe Sternbach says, you cannot have the husband coming home and the wife didn't like. Even if you want to say that the lady doesn't have to be Mekabla Shabbos when you are, this is, by the way, against the Sheva the Levi. The Sheva the Levi says, I don't understand this whole business that Rav Moshe is talking about. He said, the fact that you're not having kavana for the mitzvah, you're doing it for convenience, does that make it any less of Tosef Shabbos? What's Rav Moshe talking about? Are you in Kabbalah Shabbos early? Yes or no? Yes! So you're in Kabbalah Shabbos early, so your wife has to be pulled after you. Rav Moshe is busy saying a svara that it's only if they're doing it with l'shei mitzvah. Who says such a thing like that, says Rav Wozner. And he vehemently disagrees with Rav Moshe. But Rav Moshe Sternbach says, even if you want to go ahead and be Mekel, even if you want to be Mekel, but the husband should not come home and there's two different things happening in the house. The husband's coming home and he's Shabbistic and the wife is weekday, can't have in the house such a thing like that. And he says in such a situation like that, Avada Bechuyev, that there has to be Avlakas Neiris in the house. Before he comes home. You have to have Havlakas Neiris in the house before the couple.
What about the opposite where the women, did you mention it? The women have Shabbos and the men have 18. You're doing Malacha in front of the women. And also, like, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. So what did we come out with?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rav Wozner is saying, Lamaisa, when you say Baruch Hu, you were Makabel Shabbos early. Rav Moshe is saying, if you're doing it because of convenience, it doesn't make it that now everybody's going to pull after you. Why not? Because you didn't have in mind that you're doing it for Kedusha Shabbos. That shouldn't make it. And now the lady's not going to be pulled after you. But it's still, is it Shabbos for you or not? Rav Moshe never said it's not Shabbos for you. Rav Moshe just said that you don't get pulled after. No, Avada, it can't not be Tisha B'Shabbos. Take a look at, if you take a look at the page 6, the Sheva de Levi, take a look at Beis, page 6, Beis, first column where it says, if you take a look by the second hand, he brings down, Avul Esen Tavrasi L'chalas, Ke'ilu Shem Esfalim, Rach Nea Yom Maruchim, Avul Bishabayim Asim Esfalim, that sermon come. Doesn't appear at all to me. The man of Shah. Maybe it's even Makabal Shabbos by the end. You're Makabal Shabbos. That's it. You were Makabal Shabbos. What type of business? But if you're Makabal Shabbos, it falls under Tesef Shabbos. Two more points. What I asked Reb Ruvain today. Another Shiloh. If let's say you have people working for you in India, and this has nothing to do with the shir, I just want to say two points. But before this thing that I asked for Ruvain, so everyone has to know that there's a very special Yetzirah that comes on Erev Shabbos. You know, the Bach writes that Oina on Shabbos is a mitzvah. And the Bach writes one is supposed to show extra chavivas to his wife on Erev Shabbos. But can you imagine what goes on in the house? Instead of in the house, things being calm and normal, the husband and the wife are fighting with each other. You know, the 24 seconds of fighting, they stay away for 24 hours. It's just not going to die. So a person has to think in their head that your Friday afternoon is supposed to be a calm. It's supposed to be a calm. Your house is supposed to be extra calm because of the chiyav avoyna. Chiyav avoyna is not just an act. It's an act of intimacy. Intimacy means there has to be closeness. So a person has to be very careful that when it comes to Erev Shabbos in their house, keep the situation calm. You know, your kids are on top of you. Sometimes stay away. If you're being nervous, get out of the house.
That's why you make an early Shabbos.
What?
To get away from the stress.
That's number one. Oh, number two, the shayla came like this. The halacha is that you can't have a person working for you on Shabbos if they're being paid by the hour. If it's kabbalanos, it's okay. Kabbalanos means it's a job. Okay. So then they're doing that back to the nafshe. So Shiloh came. Somebody asked me a Shiloh that he had a lot of people working for him all over the world in India. And by the way, it goes in there when India's Shabbos is. They get paid by the hour, but I don't tell them when to work. So let's say you have people working for you in India, and they're getting paid $10 an hour, and I didn't tell them. They have to finish a certain amount of work, and they're doing it on Shabbos. What's the halacha? It's chiyur yoyim. It's not kablon. It's kablon. It means for the job. For the job means I'm giving you for this job $1,000. I'm not paying you by the hour. Paying by the hour is usur. For the job, it's mutter unless it's in your community or it makes a lot of noise, whatever. But if it's in India and I give you a job or whatever it is, I give a guy a job and I'm paying him, so I'm not paying him for Shabbos. He's working whenever he wants to work. I didn't tell him to work for me on Shabbos. I told him he can work whenever he wants.
No Shabbos.
What? So the Shiloh came. A person came to me and asked me. He's like, I just learned this halacha. My whole business is I outsourced it to all these people. What am I supposed to do? So I spoke to the Mishmura Paskin that as long as you're not being paid for the job, it's usur. It is 100% usur. The Mishmura and the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that if I pay somebody by that hour, even if I didn't tell him on Shabbos, to work, he could work whenever he wants, it's still going to be usur. Because Lamaisa on Shabbos, when he's working for the hour for me on Shabbos. It's a big problem. So one eighth I thought of was that tell him that he should work for you on Shabbos. Send him a message or her a message that they can't work for you on Shabbos. So Lamaisa, the Lakewood Paiskim argued and they said it's not good. They said, the fact that you're telling him not to do a mechal is not good enough. Lamaisa, Reb Ruvain, today was masking to me. He said, you should just know the Feinstein, they know Magen Avraham and Taz. They're not running after Mishnah Berurah. And just as a thing, Rav Moshe knew the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Reuven, I don't know if he knows every Mishnah Berurah. He knows every Magen Avraham and Taz and Shah. That's clear he knows. But not every Mishnah Berurah. Rav Reuven was masking. He said, the Etzem, this person that they're working for you, they're not having a mind to work for you on Shabbos. They have a job. They want to get the hours. They do it whenever they want. Mishabur is machmer. The Maisha Rav Reuven was Michael. He said, the best thing is to tell them to not do the work for you on Shabbos. You send a message. You send a text. Please don't work from this and this hour. Then if they do it, then it's on their own thing. So what did we learn today? We learned halakhas of passing by on Shabbos. We learned that a lady, from big machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Wozner, if a lady is going to be pulled after her husband, another Shaila, Mr. Shem, we're going to continue with the idea. We're going to go back to the beginning. I started a little bit from the end. We're going to go back to the beginning, the sources of early Shabbos.
She is the lady mentioned. I didn't
get it. The Shevet Levi is the one who says against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is saying the fact that you weren't, if you're not Mekabel Shabbos, Tosefes Shabbos, because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, you're not going to force your wife. If you're just doing it for convenience, that's not going to force your wife. When Sheva Levi argues, he says, what difference does it make? As long as you're in Kabbal early Shabbos, you're in Kabbal early Shabbos. But the main thing is to be calm in Erev Shabbos. That's something a person has to really, really work on. The big Nisayim. Arizal also says, we're in Shayuvim right now. Arizal says that when a person works in Erev Shabbos and he sweats in Erev Shabbos, it's a kapar for the tikkun kari. So a person should know that as well. That's an important thing to know. That and baking matzahs, there's a few things as a tikkun. Shayuvim is special, auspicious time that the person should know on Erev Shabbos. They should work hard, clean up in the house. And if you need to make a lechayim, do nothing so bad about doing that. If you have to start off Erev Shabbos, to keep calm. Rav Chanan ben Akash Omer, Rav Tokash Baruch Hu, 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 Rav T